What's cracking? What's cracking? We cracking. We cracking. We dipping. We diving. We sliding. We snapping. Hockey in Seattle, boy. We all about the action. Release the show. Release the show.
Hello, dear listeners. It's your buddy Brett. Back to read some of your emails on a special episode of Release the Show. We love you guys. We love you guys and gals and everybody who emails the show, releasetheshow@gmail.com. We love you when you engage on Twitter. We love you when you engage on Instagram, @releasetheshow in both places. But you guys who hit up the email, well, there's a special place in our hearts for you because you guys use the email chain for Release the Show as a rant dump. I don't know. I love it. I couldn't love it more. This is in no way negative. Keep doing it. I love hearing your thoughts, and I love hearing your thoughts in the detail in which you describe them on our email. It's amazing. We get 3-paragraph-long emails with people, you know, talking about how they found the Kraken in the first place, or talking about how they found our podcast, or talking about, you know, ranting about the team in times of great joy and also in times of great sorrow, which we'll get to in a moment. I love the emails that we get at releasetheshow@gmail.com. Don't ever stop sending them in, and we will always be a place where you can let your feelings out. It's a safe space. You can say anything that you want. You won't offend us in any way. Go for it. I love it. Today's email comes to us from The Quaint and the Curious. And I will read the email word for word. Before I do, I want to say that I've been seeing a lot of what is discussed in this email on social media lately. And that's why I picked this email this week. Hey guys, love the pod, ETC, but I'm a little concerned. Do we really suck? After all the hype and the buildup and the excuses and the talk of settling in and finding our feet and now us losing every week, I'm a little worried that we might just suck. I'm no hockey expert, but you know how some kids are really just nasty and stupid, but their parents still really love them and think that they're great, but everyone else thinks that their kids suck? Maybe we're like that? I love the Kraken. I love our guys. Groovy and Dan. Thank you for getting his nickname right. And Yanni. And I love our brand. I love the hype. I love the owners and the arena and the songs and the podcast. But do we still suck? I'm from the UK, and I've been supporting my football team, soccer to you guys, Derby County, you'd probably call them the Derby Rams or something, all my life. And right now, we also suck, and it sucks that we suck so hard, but the truth is, I still love us even though we suck. Anyway, sorry for the rant. Maybe it's a little too early to really know. I'm going to keep cheering on Dan and the guys, and I'm in this for life. But it would be nice to maybe just win a game or two for once. He leaves a suggestion for a pretty kicking song called Release the Kraken by Clutch, which I think we will play on a future episode, or maybe I'll even get into it at the end of this. Thank you for sending the link. Great suggestion. The email continues, keep up the good work. I look forward to the pod each week, and at least you guys don't suck too. That would really suck. I agree. Thank you so much for the email, really, The Quaint and the Curious. And let me address this for Kraken Nation and everybody listening. You guys, if you're asking me, my personal opinion, Brett from Release the Show, do the Kraken suck? If that is the question that you're asking me that I'm being presented with right now, I will tell you, no, they do not suck. Do they need to play better? Yes. Are they playing poorly right now? Yes. Do they need to pick it up? Absolutely. Does Grubauer need to become the brick wall that he knows he can be from last year in his time with the Colorado Avalanche? Yes! He needs to start being that brick wall. Does Dan need to... Well, Dan's actually doing pretty good since I started calling him Dan. We'll leave Dan alone. Does Alexander Wennberg need to become the goal-scoring machine that he can be? Yes. Does Yanni Gourde need to stop just smiling and picking fights and actually get in some and start scoring his face off? Yes. Does Oleksiak need to start just laying some lumber out there? I want to see some chiclets on the ice. Yes. Does Gio need to start ripping slap shots from the top of the point and seeing what happens when we get rebounds and who knows, it could hit off of somebody or whatever? Start ripping them, Gio. Yes. Oh, captain, my captain, start shooting the puck. Yes. All of those things need to happen. But do they suck? No. It's been 15 games. They do not suck. And I know that all you guys are in for the ride. I'm in for the ride too. I know you're not jumping off the bandwagon. I'm not suggesting that you're saying that you are. But if you ask me, do the Kraken suck? The answer is no. You guys can send your emails anytime. ReleaseTheShow@gmail.com. Hit us up on all social media at ReleaseTheShow. For my buddies Kevin and Chris and producer Katie, I'm Brett. We'll see you guys on the next episode. Bye-bye.